had a great Thanksgiving with your family and friends. I would like to share with you part of my Thanksgiving week and how God worked through me. If you have been following the last few episodes of Let's Talk on Wednesdays, you've maybe had the thought of the topic of suffering is a heavy topic in a season of Thanksgiving and hope. Well, to be real honest with you, I wondered why God was leading me to share those topics with you also. But I know why now. He was preparing me to have the tools I needed to encourage three very special people in my life. My niece and her husband want a baby so very badly, and they have so far not been able to do that. They were hoping to be pregnant by this Christmas. They have been through loss, treatments, constant monitoring, and methods to help them to get pregnant and to make that possible for them. And they've been doing that for 4 or 5 years. Then the other adult suffering is our granddaughter, who has been through much trauma as a child and as an adult. So getting together with family triggers a lot of negative emotions for her. I promise I'm getting to the reason for the topic of suffering for 4 weeks now. As you know, if you've been listening, we've covered how God refines us through suffering, how He uses suffering to mold us and make us who we are. We covered suffering with a purpose. Then last week, we talked about our responses to suffering. So as God in all His kindness, mercy, and love was preparing me with a study of His Word for the opportunity to have a conversation with these three precious family members. This particular morning, I used my Everyday Gospel devotional by Paul David Tripp for my quiet time with the Lord. Remind you, God is still preparing me. Through this, I turned to the devotion dated November 28th, and wouldn't you know it, the very first quote was this: "Your Lord owns you and everything in your life, even your suffering." I know my mouth dropped open then, because the very last sentence I shared with you last week was, "Let's all be grateful this Thanksgiving, even in the suffering." That blew my mind. God knew all along what He was preparing me for, and He allowed me to share it with you so that I would be prepared to share it with these three precious people with confidence. I love it when God does that. It made me know that He has my back. Well, it just so happened that particular morning, I had my quiet time with the Lord in the living room with a cup of coffee in silence. Not a creature was stirring except for me and the Holy Spirit. That was such a special time with the Lord. He had my attention with that first quote. God is so, so good. He led me through yet another devotion on suffering from Tripp that gave me even more insight. When I was finished and thanked the Lord for all these lessons on suffering, I asked Him to help me to help others with these messages. Wouldn't you know it? These three special people in my life came from their rooms, grabbed a cup of coffee, and joined me in the living room. We all said our good mornings and we all began to chat. At one point, I asked if they would mind me sharing something that God was teaching me. I looked each one of them in the eye and said, "You can absolutely say no." But every one of them said yes. I almost shouted. That was an instant answer to my prayer earlier. It was so exciting. That sweet, sweet morning with just the four of us in the living room was anointed by the Holy Spirit of God. He had this planned all along. For the last month of preparation for Let's Talk had prepared me for such a time as this. The four of us were able to talk about some of their struggles with disappointment, depression, and all those why God questions. So we talked, and I shared some of the same scripture that I've shared with all of you for 3 weeks. Then I ask if I could share with them from my devotion. God's perfect timing is amazing. The devotion began with this. Perhaps you have wondered, as many have, why a good, loving, patient, kind, and gracious God would allow his children to suffer. Other points in that devotion were, there is never a moment when his care for us fails. He never turns his back on us. There is no hardship that he can't defeat. There is never a time when his love and grace fades. He is always present, always faithful, and always good. We all suffer in some way at some point. Then Paul David Tripp asked, why is suffering the universal experience of the children of God? In 2 Corinthians 1, 3-7, the Apostle Paul gives us one reason why God leads his children through suffering. Leads his children is key here. And this is the scripture. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's suffering, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. If we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. And if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in our comfort. We suffer precisely because God is the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. We are put in the position of needing God's comfort so that we may then be able to comfort those around us who are facing some kind of affliction, suffering, or hardship. That is exactly how God had planned this time for me, my granddaughter, my niece, and nephew. I was able to share with them times of suffering in my own life and how God had brought me through for my good and for His glory. And that he gives us these stories in our lives so that we can help someone else down the road going through the same things. Our sufferings have meaning and purpose in the hands of the Lord. Then I shared Romans 8, 26 through 38 to share how, as children of God, we are not alone. We have the Holy Spirit who intercedes for us. And I'm going to read that for you this morning also. Romans 8, 28, 26. Through 38. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. For those whom we foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This just fills me up. My prayer for all of us is that we allow God to mold us and heal us through our suffering, and that we are not ashamed to help others with what we have learned and experienced through those trials. If you or someone you know is going through trials and suffering, please share these last 4 weeks of podcast. The Holy Spirit will help you and will help them. God bless you, my friends. Have a great day.